What's up, guys? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Now, not only are we breaking down Redemption House, but we've got some big news coming up next season.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Redemption songs.
Yeah.
This is more of a slower tempo that we usually do. But we thought it was appropriate for the redemption.
I'm always down with Bob Marley.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Well, welcome to episode 5, Road to Redemption. I'm one of your hosts, Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. And we've got a full house tonight.
Hey guys, my name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_ Bussier. Very excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross, and I challenge you to find me all over social media at Pamela Gross Jill.
What's going on, internet world? David Punkrock Christopher. You can find me on Twitter at DPR Christopher, and of course Instagram at David Punkrock Christopher.
All right, we've got a few things to talk about. There wasn't a lot of drama outside of the challenges in the house so much. We concentrated more on the redemption and their revenge. And this was some really good stuff that we saw tonight.
Yes.
It's fun. It was entertaining.
Let's get straight to the redemption house where we finally get to see them in action. They all have someone to gun for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was awesome. I liked that. I liked that it seemed like it was almost like set up that way. Everybody had like their specific person and like, oh, I'm going after you. Like it was interesting. I liked it.
Yeah. They put the revenge and redemption in R&R. It was revenge for the Redeemers. They were definitely back to win it and get back in the house with
alliteration?
Specific people. Yes, exactly.
Well, we also saw Tony's reaction to Shane not being there.
Tony's,
what do you have to say about that?
Tony's subtle reaction to Shane. So in his confessional interview, he says, I'm very disappointed in my brother. I can't believe he would take it to that length. But when he initially hears it, he doesn't even seem that disappointed and shocked for what he went back in his interview and said. So he said, I'm so disappointed. But once he hears, he's like, oh, man. I don't know. It fell a little bit flat, his reaction. It was subtle. But again, editing, we don't know exactly what was said or Tony's true reaction. So what we saw, they kind of breezed over it when it should have been something a little bit more.
It probably could have been also a little bit of mixed emotions because, I mean, he thought he was going home and now he gets sent to this crazy house. It's probably way late. They're probably super tired. There's like all this stuff going
on. That's so true. He's actually really genuinely happy, but he has to pretend that he's upset now that his brother's gone.
So it's just like this crazy mix of emotions, you know? So
Tony is not super expressive, though. I feel like he's like, I'm really happy. Or he's like, I'm so disappointed that the emotions on his face are not really dramatic one way or the other. So I don't think there was a lot. It was interesting. Well, my note was that Tony and Shane both like have no chill and cannot keep their cool at all. Because he wasn't like, what? He got into a fight? He got kicked out? He was like, oh yeah, well, did he put his hands on her? That was his first question. Right. Like, did he punch a girl? He wasn't like surprised at all that she was gone. He was like, oh, well, he put his hands on a girl? That seemed to be what tripped him up.
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark. Yeah, like, I don't do that, I don't think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Right.
But he did seem pretty mellow upset about it.
Let's go straight into Man Overboard, which I thought was the coolest, like, challenge that we've seen in a while.
I love that challenge.
Loved it.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I love that it was a bracket setup too.
Yeah.
Right.
That made it a lot more interesting. It was different than normal. That they had to compete in several heats to get that final spot back into the house.
But what about the original competitors not competing at all?
I know they cut
Did you
break.
Want them to?
I did. I wanted them to definitely go at it. I mean, I would have loved to see Bananas or even CT or something. You know, I would have loved to see that on that thing. That would have been awesome.
Or like a choose your, it would have been cool if it's like choose your, the person that threw you in.
Right.
Like real, ooh, that would have been really cool, Pam.
That would have been cool. But I
get
did
her that
like,
production credit, MTV.
Yeah.
Hey.
I liked the way TJ rolled in and we obviously knew something was coming and they teased it last week. But I liked the way it was structured that we found out right off the bat there was only going to be one. Because even in our predictions about the Redemption House, it was hard to see how they were going to bring back, you know, 8 people into the mix.
Yeah, it was like, finally, they just been chilling in this house. You don't know what's going on. Now, finally, we know exactly what's going to happen.
Right. So it was like, whoa. damn. Just that nice. Was, yeah. Damn, the right. stakes are high. Yeah. Like, only one of these people are coming back, which really heightened the game.
It was so funny how TJ delivered it. I felt like I was watching a Disney Channel movie or something. He goes, "You're not competing today. They are!" And just points uh-huh. over to the river, and they all come.
And they're like...
And did you see their face? They all look so pissed off. It was just like... Just
but no. the people who stayed in the house, all of the challengers, not the Redemption House people, were pumped. Right. Which I was right. kind of shocked by. Nobody really said, "Oh, man, these people are coming back." Everybody is so pumped up and happy to see everybody come up on the boat.
Well, except right. for Gemma. She didn't see Jemmy. Or Jemmy, yes.
And Camilla was not. True, the people that were not happy. Corey, Jemmy, Camilla, not right. happy. right. Those were the people that were really like, shoot.
I think Corey lucked out. He definitely, he lucked out for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
I still think that they should have incorporated them in some way somehow, because then they just got a free pass. Like, I would have rather seen a couple other people go home than see Darrell go home.
Yes,
right. And absolutely. I would have kept Amanda. Well, I mean, I like Jenna really? Too, but I'm glad Jenna won. But I'm just saying, like, I think I would have rather seen other girls go home.
So, well, okay, so for the first thing, we had the guys, and it was Devin versus Darrell. Was not surprised that Darrell won that, and then Tony and Derek. I was surprised that Tony won. So that first round, I was surprised. I thought Derek was a shoe-in, and that was also really close. The way that they had the,
so
you know,
the,
that's
close.
What was tough about. This is one of those things where it's like, ugh, you could right. have been the guy who pushed the well,
it's
person
almost, it's almost like a disadvantage if you weigh more, too. You're going to come down a little bit quicker, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the thing. It's almost like you can do whatever you do on that platform, but it's just like whoever hits first. So that kind
of
sucks. Right.
That, it really like, actually was yeah. kind of an unlucky challenge. I yeah. loved it. It was so exciting. It's spinning. It's propelled over water. It's guy on guy, girl on girl, physical battle, which we love to see. But I almost felt like the person who had the best strategy or was doing the best fell off first just because, unluckily, they hit the water right. first.
And,
like, Devin actually tried to throw Darrell over him, and it kind of worked for a second, but he just barely touched the water before him. Same thing with right. Tony and Derek. We all thought that Tony lost that challenge.
Right. That was close.
We were shocked.
So
Paulina
close.
Was the only one that had Derek winning.
Yeah. I saw his leg hit the floor.
Right.
That was I was like, it's his knee.
But his entire body was over Tony, so it almost felt unfair. And
right.
that one between Tony and Darrell, rigged. Darrell
yeah.
should have won.
Yeah, bring Darrell that back. Sucks. Right. Yeah.
Bring Darrell back.
I feel like everyone, TJ included, felt that way when they were saying goodbye to Darrell and Tony. I thought he was going to be like, but that one was so close that let's do a do. Like, that was such almost a crap, you know, short end of the stick.
Let's
that
do
was
a
crappy.
Do-over.
Yeah.
Just
but
kidding.
I saw Tony's butt go first. So I was. That's why I was convinced. I was like,
that's
no, Derek won. I saw Tony's
it's
butt.
It's all
it was
the
just,
way you fall
but
off
I,
that
but
platform
I,
and it sucks.
But I feel like unless you're Jenna who didn't fall at all and you're actually rolling them off,
yeah.
no matter if you start on top on the edge and you're falling over, who knows how many times you're going to spin.
Right.
You can end up on that bottom.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's all luck or gravity,
it
whatever
is.
You want to call it.
Unless you dominate like Jenna did. Unless you're just not even... Well, Jenna's the only competitor that did not also go in the water.
Can we
with
talk about
person.
What a beast Jenna is?
She rolled
them off like logs. Yeah. Like pizza dough. What other dad joke can I make?
I couldn't believe how hard she was kicking her.
Yeah, that
well,
was pretty
it
hard.
It wasn't like
yeah.
a little love tap or, you know, just a little... I don't know. Like, I think in my head what strategy I would use, I probably would have like tickled them or something to death. And, like,
that's
and
not about strategy.
I mean,
like,
right? Exactly. You scream, you let go, and you roll them
I
off.
I would love to see you on something like that.
Paulina's trying. She's ready. She is ready today. She's been training for the past year.
So what's your strategy? I'm just going to tickle them. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
This is how Paulina practices.
But Jenna, straight beast mode, everything she did. I couldn't have thought of a better strategy. She just completely owned that challenge.
And here's the thing, like, everybody keeps saying, like, and we said this too, like, she doesn't have a mean bone in her body, and she's never upset, and she's never angry. She's just not that type of competitor. Like, she doesn't have a temper. She's not loud. She's not that opinionated when it comes to meetings and things like that. But once it's game time,
she performs.
It's all in her performance.
Yeah. That's why I think she's not the kind of person, but she's definitely that kind of competitor, though. She's that kind of athlete who can turn it off, shut everybody else out, and she stays so composed and calm and just does.
No, that's dangerous. That's the most
every
dangerous
time. Every time. Seriously.
Yeah.
But Amanda, you kind of have to give her props. I don't love her as a person and the drama she brings. Well, I love the drama.
I like her.
I actually did kind of want two people from each, the girls and the guys group, to come back because I love Devin. We got no Devin this season.
I
so much love for him.
Derek
and he got kicked out. the first day because he was on a crappy team, and now he has to go against Darrell.
What a bummer, though. You, like, that's got to be so embarrassing just as a man. Like, you just lost twice in front of your girl, dude. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I would like to see more Derek and Tony. Two people actually would have been ideal. Mm-hmm. I would like, not Derek, Tori. Derek and Tori.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them together. I really love seeing them. I heart that couple.
I actually meant Devin. Sorry, correction. Oh. I did mean Devin. No, Derek came out. There's too many D people in this entire challenge
today. You said Devin. You were right. We sort of switched it to Derek.
Oh, you switched it up. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I got confused.
No, we turned it to Derek, who I would like to see back. You did say Devin. And Devin, like, I like whatever, but I really wanted to see Derek compete because this is his first Derek... Tori's boyfriend, yes. not
yeah,
Derek.
Yeah, you know what? When rookies go home, I'm just kind of, I forget about them.
Yeah.
Because if you come back, cool, then I'll get to see more of you. But as far as like, hey, I wish you would have stayed, not really.
Like
Brianna, she didn't.
Oh,
it's unfortunate that she didn't do very well at all.
She dropped the ball.
She did. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. She was given a few times to prove herself, and she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't. So I honestly would have liked to see Amanda, though. I would like to see her stay as bump.
Going back to Jenna, and Jenna, competitor Jenna, being a beast, I think this fire in her is starting. I do think she's been, like she said tonight, you know, now I don't have to worry about being nice. I do think she's going to get dirtier as the game goes, and I'm excited about that because we saw during those sort of cutaways, Amanda just talking shit,
yeah.
talking shit. And I was like, God, she's going to beat her. Like, her mouth, I thought she was going to beat her. And she's like, I wrapped my legs around her neck and was going to throw her
she
over.
She put up a good fight. She hung in there because the thing is, if you're on the bottom,
you do not let go.
Right, right.
All.
Yeah.
And I think that was a strategy, stay low. I saw, you know, in the beginning, some of the guys are stay up low. On their feet, and that is just not smart. You can see they just tumble over.
The one thing about Jenna, though, correct me if I'm wrong, is I don't remember her ever being somebody's target. You know, she competes, she does well, she's been in eliminations before, and she's kicked ass. But I think this is the first time that someone has actually, like, did something to her on purpose, and now she has a reason
right
to come back. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think you're right. Motivated. And that will bring out her dirty. Yeah.
Yes.
And hopefully that'll bring out her dirty. Get dirty, Jenna.
I think Jenna knows what's up now. Like, she knows that she's the dirty. Best.
She didn't get wet and her hair is done.
Yes.
Well, she's just the best athlete in the house. I feel like she knows that. So whenever she's going against somebody 1-on-1, you can just tell she knows, I'm going to beat you. So you can try whatever you want. But, I mean, sure, Kayla beat her, but this is a head-to-head physical matchup, and she can't really be stopped by anybody in the house. She knows that now.
A lot of her disadvantage, though, in that she might be a better athlete, not than everyone, but is that fire. You need that fire. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will get her dirty motor running, because she just seems like, yeah, I'm good, I got nothing to prove. But it's like, you have something to prove. You've got something to prove if you're in it to win it.
So. You're either a rookie and you want to stay, or you're a veteran and you got to keep the place.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
And breaking news, guys, Tony has kids. And that was
Tony has kids. That was
his motivation against Darrell. Right. We had some dad on dad.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we only always see Tony's children and his daughters. But
that
those
was
are two
a really
dads
funny spoof that MTV did.
Other.
I think it's because he says it all the time.
It's true.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, like, I'm fighting for my kids at home. Yeah, Tony, we've heard it a few times. Just once or twice every 5 minutes on the show.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has their thing back at home.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
But, and also I feel like this episode made me like, or maybe at least tolerate Amanda a little bit more. I think it's because we haven't seen her that much this season because she's friends with LaToya back in the Redemption House, so she's not really stirring the pot and being that obnoxious character.
Right.
But she was kind of fun on this episode, and she gave it the best she could, and she did the strategy that she needed against Jenna.
I respected her performance. Yeah. That's why I dug it. I was like, that's awesome. She went for it. She hung in there. I mean, obviously, Jenna's way bigger than her, you know, and she battled it out. So
The one thing I did not like are sore losers, and Derek said that he was. That's probably one of the biggest, like, I just hate it.
Tori's boyfriend?
Yeah. He said, I'm always a sore loser and I will always be a sore loser.
I'm a sore loser?
No, but sore loser.
Right,
he wasn't behaving as a sore loser, though. He was just saying, but like, if you're gonna say I'm sore about losing.
Sore losers are not cool.
He's saying, I didn't want to lose in front of my girlfriend.
Like the first time, like,
home,
but then the second time, it's like, dude, all right, come on, man. You lost. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you don't want to lose in front of your girlfriend? Fine, but she's going to love you anyway. So you win.
I'm absolutely a sore loser. I hate losing.
Yeah.
And having to face everybody after, that's
no one likes losing, but I mean, come on. Like,
but you could be a good sport about
he
it.
He was still a good sport. I feel like he didn't act like he was.
No, he didn't act like it, but he said it.
Well, that was another funny thing. The way everybody high-fived each other and hugged each other after they just sent one home. I was like, do you even really need to do that? I mean, sure, if you're friends, but Jenna going up to Bree saying, oh, I'm so sorry, you did great. I'm like, you don't even know her. You could just keep going on, doing your thing, get ready for the next competitor.
I'd be like, good job, bro.
All right, girl. I was thinking, if that was me, I probably would just walk away and get ready for Amanda next one up. I don't really owe you the hug or handshake. I don't know.
Well, Amanda was like, dude, good game. Like, that's, I'm like, all right, okay, what are you, Tony? Like, who are you? She did. She was like, dude, nice, to the whoever she beat.
Well,
first,
Jenny is shaking in her boots because she's pissed. And we saw a few other people being like, oh my gosh, why did I throw them in? Why did I vote them in? They're coming back. It's, look, you didn't know that they were coming back. So that's a fair move to make in the game. Right. Nobody knew that was going to happen.
You can't backpedal now.
Exactly. No. You got to stand by your word. And she says she's standing by her wood, which is something that I can respect.
Yeah. I actually like the way that Jenny talked with Jenna after the fact, saying, hey, I'm not going to apologize. Maybe it was messed up, but I made my decision. I mean, I still think Jemmy did owe her one. Jenna's the only reason Jemmy's still in the game. She could have sent her home first episode,
but
and you're done.
Do you think she's trying to smooth it over a little bit, though?
No, because she didn't say sorry.
I do. Like, I think she was Marie
was,
but I also think Jemmy totally was.
Have you seen Jemmy before this? Like in the real world and all that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, she's badass. But she always speaks her mind.
From what I remember, she's never been a kiss ass. Ever. She's always been like, this is what I said. Yes, I'm going to own it. Yes, that's what I meant. Sorry you feel that way.
I didn't
get that vibe at all. I think she was more of like, you want to hear it from me? This is why I did it.
I don't think she was kissing ass, but I think she was definitely saying, so, you know, I like you. She did. She said, I like you as a person. It wasn't personal. We wanted to split up. She was explaining herself.
It was like indirectly trying to like...
Jenna could take her out.
I think that's fine. I still don't think that's really...
I'm
taking
not insulting
back what
her.
She said. Oh yeah, no.
Like I like Jemmy. I'm on team Jemmy. Like but I do think she knows shit. You know,
I think
like
Jemmy.
I've got some backpedaling.
Sure.
To do now.
I mean, I think Jemmy probably always liked Jenna as a person, but now Jenna's in the house where she can explain herself a little bit more. But I don't think she's saying it in a way as, oh, I hope this kind of subconsciously smooths things over for Jenna. She's just saying, hey, I like you, but you want to know why I voted you in? You're talking about it. Let's talk about it. Here's my reason.
I agree that the motives were pure. I don't think she's kissing butt, but I do think there's some bit of, hey, you and me were cool, right? Like, there is a little bit
there's no way. She knows that Jenna's going to come for her.
But Jenna's so, like, she just is like, like, little
I actually, bandy. There was a little life in Jenna during that altercation. There was a little spark, and she was giving it back a little bit, or at least understanding, because Jenna, like we mentioned before, always hangs behind the curtains when it comes to confrontation.
Everybody has their button,
I feel
or
like,
their level.
Not to call her out, I feel like she was drunk. She was
Jenna?
Dead.
Yes.
Really? I noticed her slurring her words when her and Jemmy were talking.
I drink after that.
Celebratory shots. Come on. I'm not blaming her for it. I just think that maybe she had a little drunk confidence during that.
She very well may have.
Some liquid courage.
Kind of on point.
Let's talk about Marie making amends, because she felt like crap.
Okay, right. So we're all like, So they didn't really show... A lot of Marie didn't feature super heavily in last week's debate where she said, all I remember her saying is, I don't want to see blah, blah, blah go in.
And it wasn't Jenna, and she never said, I don't want to see Jenna go in.
She said she wanted Kayla.
Right.
Right.
She said, but she was like, oh man, now I've got to fix it. Jenna's going to be so mad. Jenna didn't really even seem mad. Jenna was like, all right, cool. Like, I don't know why Marie, they didn't explain to us very well why Marie felt so responsible for that.
She said because she's friends with Jenna outside the show and she doesn't want that to, I don't know. I guess that's more the girl thing in the house. You got to protect your friendships.
She also doesn't have any ties to anybody. Yeah. Like, to save her, to watch her back.
It's almost like she was leeching onto whatever group of girls was in the house at that point. So she had Jenna and Kayla. Now Jenna's gone, just Kayla. So I'm going to join the other girls who are the alliance in the house.
Right.
Well, Kayla seemed to be by herself anyway, and not even, she wasn't even like, hey, maybe her and Marie. No, nothing, because she was crying afterwards, and everyone is against her. Why? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other people to split up. There's the, I mean, obviously it's girls voting, you know, each other in, but you have CT and Bananas together.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people. So why is it Kayla?
I completely agree with you. I don't understand why people hate Kayla, and I feel bad for her because she isn't doing anything wrong.
Right.
And sure, she's a threat, but Cara Maria is in the house. Camilla's in the house. So all this excuse says, Kayla's the threat. We're throwing him because she's such a good athlete. Everybody there is good. Why is it just Kayla?
It's not. It's that she's, I think she is a good athlete, but she also has no friends. Cara Maria is an athlete with a team of friends behind her. Kayla's a good athlete and is like, no one really knows or cares about her. Jenna is her ally, and Jenna's no Amanda. She's not going to start mouthing off to anyone that upsets her pal Kayla. So she's sort of an easy target. You know, she doesn't have a big alliance.
That's true. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
There's bigger fish to fry, though?
Well, like, at this point,
you want to go after someone else? Like, she's already alone. That's one thing that's on your in your favor.
But why keep mentally, her? It's going to get harder and harder. She's one of the easier people.
She's mentally not checked in. She's mentally checked out.
Right. So get rid of her. I mean, I would.
Wait, who is?
Kayla.
I think it's just an easy target. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Okay. Like, you know.
And I do feel bad for her, but it was really funny to watch her just sort of eavesdropping around everyone talking to Jenna. Like, it's just because we hate Kayla. It's no offense on you. Like, she had to just listen to that over and over again.
That's messed up.
And then she went and cried to Corey, who, do you think he's going to comfort her?
Corey's like, not going to respond at all. That was kind of awkward to watch. She was just crying and looking for some kind of comfort. He wasn't giving anything.
Yeah.
But I was thinking when I was watching that, do you think that Kayla should have went up and said anything at that point? I mean, I don't know what she could have said to defend
herself. Like the type that I would expect that from her. She did it probably because it's overwhelming. It's like, it's not just like three girls talking about it. It's the whole house or all of the girls talking about it.
It did. Mm-hmm. I did feel bad for
her. Maybe Jenna should have stood up for her the way that Kayla stands up
for her. I think so. That's how I was feeling. I felt like Jenna should have stepped up and had her back. She didn't go to bat for her, you know, and it was kind of like, that's kind of messed up.
I think at that point, though, but the conversation was why we voted you in, Jenna. It wasn't, they weren't like, hey, we hate Kayla. And she was like,
They did.
But there wasn't an opportunity to, they did say we hate Kayla.
I just know if that, like, that's my friend and that's my alliance, I'm going to be like, hey, you know, like, you may not like her, but she's my friend, or I'm going to have her back, or just something, you know what I mean? But she was just kind of like,
taking it.
I understand, but I think it was more the discussion as like, look, we're explaining to you why we voted you, and not necessarily a discussion about Kayla, which in which case, if it was, I think Jenna would. I definitely think she's like loyal like that, but I don't think necessarily those conversations were the time to, it wasn't about Kayla. Unfortunately for Kayla, who overheard everyone talking about hating her, it was. But in those instances, everyone was just trying to sell their pitch to Jenna about why it wasn't personal. So,
well, we have a lot of people in the chat who are agreeing with us.
Yes, thank you. Just saying, thank you for being in the chat.
They're just agreeing that they also like Kayla, and they do feel bad for her as well, even though the house seems to be against her. But we have some Kayla fans outside of the show.
Good. All right.
Which is nice, because she's got a lot of hate for being a very subtle presence in the house.
I really just wish that some of these people who are, you know, might be alone in the house and not have an alliance, like, just mentally stronger.
Right.
You know, Ashley lost it. And it's like, if you, I feel like the mental part is the hardest thing to overcome in something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you can get through that, you will be fine.
Well, that's exactly why I think Kayla at this point is just a target. There's these very strong girls. Like, if we look at the girls left in the house, we have Anissa.
Everybody.
Veronica. Cara Maria.
They're all sharks, man.
Camilla. Yeah, they are all strong. So if you're going to gun for one, also they have alliances. They have long-term friendships. And this episode even opened with Veronica, who we know is an OG and is not dumb about this kind of thing, because she's surely not the best athlete of them all. She said, okay, I haven't been here for years. I was feeling out of the game, but now I'm making relationships. I'm
right? Making friendships. She came back quick. She came back quick. She was timid at first, and now she is confident. She's kind of giving these 2D faces. She forgot. Now I'm going to forget. She forgot Kayla's name.
Yeah.
Said, oh, that girl. Well, oh, Veronica, you haven't been here in what? 10 years. Case in point, though.
Kayla is making no... It's just like, if we have to get rid of someone, it's going to get dirtier and dirtier, and people are going to start busting up alliances. Right now, Kayla's just... I don't think everyone hates her, per se. It's just that she's a non-issue.
I think...
Who's going to be mad?
Kayla should take it as a compliment. You know, it's really because they hate how athletic she is, and that... She's going to stand up for herself. She really doesn't take crap either, so...
Either way, the attention is on her, and I would just use that as, like, motivation, like fire. Like, all right, yeah, that's right, pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, hey, why not, right?
And we've seen a season where Cara Maria kind of had that target on her back, and she went in elimination after elimination after elimination. So that might be Kayla, but if she's strong enough, that'll be an even sweeter win if she...
Have you noticed... I just thought of this right now, because I was comparing people liking... Jenna versus not liking Kayla, and they're both good competitors. They're both good athletes, so I don't think that they're intimidated by their both of their abilities. I think that they don't like her because she's very outspoken and very opinionated and really loud. That's why not a lot of people like Amanda, not a lot of people like Camilla, because they've got a mouth on them. Mm-hmm. Someone like Jenna, who is very quiet and just kind of sits back, she's not involved in the drama, but they don't dislike her.
But then she could be an easy target.
That's what I'm saying. People like Kayla versus Jenna because she's loud.
But I also think the Jenna thing. Jenna is this. Kayla's this amazing athlete. I don't.
Well, she's not bad.
She's not bad, but she's there's other worse girls for sure. But Jenna is a great. I think Jenna is a superior athlete, and she's scarier, and people don't want to go against
her.
So you don't want to. In any physical thing like that, you don't want Jenna kicking you off a platform. Whereas with Kayla, it's a little more equally matched. So they're both good. Jenna is more likable. She doesn't make waves, you know. Mm-hmm. She does have friendships. Jenna's been on challenges with a lot of these other women before, and they all get along. Mm-hmm. With Kayla, I guess they don't get along. There's boats rocked. But also, what you were saying, speaking to what you were saying about the motivation, we saw it from Ashley, who really won me over. Ashley went home this time. Ashley.
Ashley M.
Not Ashley M. Oh, Ashley M. Okay.
Yes,
she did. She kept getting thrown in and thrown in and thrown in on Champs vs. Pros, and she just kept winning and winning and winning. Mm-hmm. And that's why it was so disappointing to see her leave this time. But
why
she chose to leave? No, it's just sad that she got so lame.
Oh, it's so sad. I'm not like I don't feel bad.
I don't mean sad like I'm crying in my pillow. I just mean bummer for her because she's got two sides. One that really rose to the that responded as like screw you. You throw me in, I'm gonna win. You throw me in, I'm gonna win. And then the other side, which is like my socks. You know, I don't even have my socks.
It's hard for me to feel bad though for anybody that kind of takes a ball and goes home. You know, I'm not. Yeah. I don't like quitters. You know?
Like TJ. So.
Yeah.
It's like TJ.
Quitters never win.
I just hope we find Kayla and Jenna getting their revenge on Jemmy, because Jemmy's face said enough when she saw Jenna on that steamboat, whatever that is. What was that little boat?
The platform
that,
thing.
The boat.
Yeah.
Jemmy's face was hilarious enough then. So I hope that Jemmy's explanation to Jenna doesn't take away from Jenna and Kayla getting revenge. And they can take over that whole house because they're athletic enough to do it. And now they have Marie joining their posse.
I'd love to see that.
So.
I think it'd be awesome.
Oh, right. I haven't seen Marie perform, so I don't know how strong she is.
Sorry.
You think that Jenna and Kayla are more athletic than a Cara Maria and Camilla?
Honestly, as soon as I said that, Cara Maria popped in my brain. And I just saw her muscles fully flexed in my mind. I said, I need to take that back right now. Because
It would be a great show.
I mean, but all this, Kayla's the strongest athlete.
No.
Listen, let's not get crazy.
We'll see.
Yeah. Far.
She's I.
You're mean, speaking too soon.
Wait, ladies, who is the strongest? Who do you think?
Strongest girl?
Yeah.
That's someone that's all around.
Yeah, all around with like mental, Camilla, Cara, Maria, Jenna.
So if you had to put your money on one girl in the house right now, with only knowing what we're doing right now, who do you have?
So like in it to win it, who do we think?
I have three people in my house.
Yeah, this is why I don't bet, because I can't pick one.
Okay, well, what about you?
What about you, viewers?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Tell us
we want
to
see.
Too.
Let's see.
No, I'm debating between Jenna, Cara, and Camilla.
I also am between
But
those
I think three. Last season I said Jenna because she was good all around. She has the endurance. Like, Cara Maria is strong. She's physically strong. She has muscles. I mean, she does, but Jenna's not built that. Her body's not built that way.
Yeah.
I think Jenna is a better overall, all-around competitor.
I think
that's what an athlete is to me, is someone that is good all around.
I don't think she has the fire, though. I think that I don't have anything to prove, which makes her so likable, is what makes her not a total champ.
She has enough of it to get the job done.
I'm hoping to see that fire. Yeah. I'd like to see it. I think Camila Carmaria right now still of mine.
Please don't die. Please don't die on us. No worse.
Kids, quitters never win unless we're talking about smoking. Like that.
Don't worry, guys. We're not going to get any germs over there. All right. Let's talk about...
Jenna's getting all emotional about this.
I know, right?
Keep going.
She's at invested.
She's got to take a breath.
No worries. She's going to go get some water. Now, let's talk about the preview because we had Jordan on last episode. Yes. And Jordan, you did not tell us what was coming up next week.
I'm totally going to call you and see what the hell is going on, man. Yeah. I wish I would have known last week.
See Jordan and Kayla. Kayla apparently has a boyfriend and they're flirting or liking each other or whatever. Fine. Okay, moving along because now he's arguing with Anissa.
Wait. Okay. Did I miss this?
This was in the preview, and they had mentioned that Kayla had a boyfriend.
Okay.
So what is she doing with Jordan?
Okay.
So they're flirting, they're drinking, so we didn't see any more than that. But we did see Anissa and Jordan arguing.
Ooh.
So...
Jordan!
We
got to get you back to comment on next week then. Get the inside scoop.
I'm back now.
All right.
Are you alive? Are you good? Are you well?
I'm good. I got a mitt.
Cough drop.
Wait, are we done?
We're talking about Jordan and Anissa and they're arguing.
The preview.
Now, she says she needs to apologize to every woman in the house. So he had to make some kind of comment.
Oh. I think it was just like all the other girls are ugly compared to you or something. I don't think... I don't know.
Or like they're just jealous.
Hey, we sold
but if that's what the comment was, I'm not offended. Like if it was like a derogatory like slur or something, it was a comment. I don't think it's something that he said.
Jordan.
It had to be a comment. I don't think Jordan would put his
hands on I'm not going to throw into the bus, man. It's all speculation right now. We'll see what
happens. It is. We're all going to have to find out. But besides, I have some rumors to talk about.
Okay. Should we have him back? Do you guys want to see Jordan next week so he can explain himself after this? We can see if he can try and get him on the show.
We'll have a call at least, yeah.
Okay, so... I don't know if you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys at home follow the challenge on Instagram, and they had, I follow some other, you know, celebrities and athletes out there. The last season they had champs versus pros. Well, in my Instagram feed, I saw some stuff, and they're coming back with a new season, but it's not called champs versus pros. It's called the All-Stars. So, you don't have to be a champion from the challenge to be a part of it.
Oh.
You just have to be on there for a while. You're an All-Star.
Okay.
And... they're not pro athletes. Some of them are, but they're not just pros. They are celebrities.
Okay.
So there are athletes on there. Now, they did reveal the cast, and I'm going to say it and go through it.
Awesome.
And we do have the chat, so please say something.
So is this is confirmed, or this is
rumored cast? I want to say this is like 95. No. I am like 95%... positive these are the people.
Okay.
I've seen pictures of them not competing, but like in their colored shirts and stuff
excited.
Like that.
Okay.
So these are the people.
Scoop.
These are the people from the challenge.
This is actual breaking news.
We have Anissa.
Nice.
Okay. We have Ashley.
Ashley's back.
She's back. Hopefully she doesn't leave this time.
Come on, Ashley.
Terms.
Don't lose your suitcase.
We have Camila.
No surprise.
No surprise there.
Comes back every
Corey.
Time.
Corey goes back.
Nice.
CT.
All right.
Great.
My favorite right here, Emily.
Oh,
remember
nice.
Emily?
Finally.
Emily.
Yeah,
nice. Oh, my God.
She
like
has
super
her own
athlete
gym now.
Emily?
Yes.
Wow.
Guys, Emily
and
coming
she's
back.
A beast. Yeah. I love her.
Nice.
Jenna.
Wow.
Bananas.
Okay.
Tori. Now, Tori is a replacement, so I don't know if we're going to see her on the show.
Okay.
There's spoilers on here. I accidentally read one, but I won't talk about it.
By the way,
or maybe I will. I don't know. I've decided yet.
Are we even allowed to be saying this? Sorry.
It's online, so it must be true, right?
It's on the interweb.
Wes. We have Wes.
Oh, wow, Wes. All right.
Zach.
Oh.
Okay. We're all like crickets.
Okay, so now we have the pros/athletes.
Okay.
Yes,
this is
where
I'm
we can
about.
Talk a little dirtier about this.
Okay.
Do you watch the WWE?
Heck yes.
We have... Ariane, Cameron.
Oh, wow. She's been gone for a while.
Yeah, so she's going to be on it.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are going to like this one, because I'm iffy about it. We have Josh Murray from The Bachelor.
Don't watch.
Is he an athlete?
So he played pro baseball for a little while.
Oh my God, Pizza Josh. Oh, Josh and Amanda. Oh, yeah. Wow. Andy's Josh.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well,
I was surprised to see him there, because I'm like, why would they have a reality TV star on this thing? Right. Not everybody's athletic. But he did play baseball prior to reality television.
He was a pro baseball player.
Yeah, he wasn't like this big guy. Yeah, he had an injury. So that's probably why they chose him, because he did play.
Uh-huh.
And his brother played football, which he doesn't
play
anymore.
He's also good TV.
My brother plays football, so... Right.
Well, not anymore. He still runs in my family. So,
right.
I mean...
I come from a medical family.
I'm not a doctor,
I actually recall him not liking reality TV. I read Andy's book, but apparently he wasn't like all into this cameras and all this stuff. And he's only been on
one season of The Bachelor?
No, then he did Bachelor in Paradise, and then he did famously Single, and then now he's doing this.
So he likes the paycheck.
Yeah, he's certainly enjoying his time on reality TV.
Okay, now if you guys watch Wild and Out, Justina Valentine. I'm not sure who that is. I'm not familiar with her.
I don't know who any of these people are, so they better be good on the season.
Kim Glass, Olympic athlete. I think she plays volleyball, if I'm not mistaken. Nice. I'm not sure.
That's awesome.
Some of these people that I'm naming, though, if you go in their tagged pictures, you'll see them there.
Okay.
Wild and Out comedian Matt Riff? I don't know if I'm saying
a comedian,
that.
He should do well. Right, like, what are his...
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
Wild and Out is on MTV, right?
Yes.
Okay, maybe they're trying to pull guys from Wild and Out for...
It's where they rap. They have
I know the show, but I just wanted to make sure, because it feels like they're just taking people from Wild and Out to get more views for Wild and Out, because why is that guy on the challenge?
But maybe he has his contracts up. I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea.
Why are we going to watch you?
Okay, so now... Oh, wait, I got to go back. Okay. So some people were excited about this one. UFC martial artist Michelle Waterson.
Nice.
You know who she is?
Yes. I don't know her.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I think she can do well. I think she'll do well. I think she'll
How well does she do in the UFC?
I mean, she's not like a stud. Like, she's not going to be like no cyborg or anything like that. But I mean, yeah, she's like a good athlete. I think so. Yeah.
All right. My sister said she was good.
I mean, compared to like you got a comedian or. I think she'll do very well.
Yo, she's going to kick butt. And I'm here to say she better kick some butt in a major way. Like,
What is that?
I do. I'll do it too.
Keep it going. No, All right, moving on. Riff Raff, which I don't watch. I don't know what that is.
Riff Raff?
Riff Raff!
The rapper?
Yes! I thought that was a show.
Stop it! The white dude with the
cornrows.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
I thought Riff Raff was a show. I'm like, I don't know this show.
Riff Raff, yes, he was on Gentlemen's.
All the people.
Gentlemen's.
You know, Club?
No, it wasn't Gentlemen's
Empire.
Club, I think. It was with Mr. Bentley, who has the, is that his name? With the umbrella, who's always in... The music videos. Anyway,
it's like Andre 3000.
He's
those
dated
guys.
Katy Perry for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know about him.
Yes, Riff Raff.
He looks
great.
Like
I would be so happy.
Ammo.
He does.
Oh, okay.
With like cornrows.
What?
Showing Jenna a picture of him right now.
I know who Riff Raff is and what he looks like. He definitely doesn't look like Ammo.
In this picture, it does. Okay. All right. Now we got Little Romeo.
Oh,
interesting. Okay.
I haven't seen him since I was like 8 years old.
You're reading a fake website.
I know. No, you know what? Okay, the next one I know is real because I saw her Instagram. Okay?
And guys, correct us if we are wrong. Go ahead.
This is the same site that you guys are on too.
What is it?
Vevmo.com. Okay.
You say Vevmo? Did you say Vevmo?
It's Vevmo. I don't know.
Somebody Vevmo'd her $10 with every cast member she's reading.
I looked up some of their Instagrams, and they're tagged in them in team uniforms.
Oh, so you did the
detective
work.
Okay. I did.
Okay. All right.
Okay, the next person, Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast.
Yes. Okay.
I think I'm going to like her.
Okay.
T.O., the former NFL
Owens.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, God.
I was just in magazine with that
guy. I actually met him a few years
ago. He's got a mouth, too.
Yeah,
I love it. He's going to bring the
cameras.
I
met him on a job a few years back, and he was really nice. It's when he was filming a reality dating show.
Mm-hmm. Who hasn't,
good TV,
apparently.
Man.
Yeah.
And that's the end of my list, and the rest are spoilers, and I don't want to go through those because it's going to ruin my thing. So what do you guys think about that?
Interesting. I think it's interesting. It's fake news. Though, if Riff Raff is on there, any one of us could get on there for sure.
Yeah.
I want to go. I want to go, please.
Yeah. You know it's true. Make you black and blue. No,
we should have like an AfterBuzz team.
Go. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
But I, well, in terms of, I'm not familiar with all of the others, but in terms of the Real World Road Rules family, the MTV family, banging. They have got some great people there.
Yeah,
we're talking Emily.
That's the only one I'm excited for is Emily.
CT, Wes though.
I like to see Wes back. Wes is crazy. I like him.
I'm excited. Ashley M, I'm glad. It's her. Corey, we'll see what he brings. Yeah, it sounds like a great cast on that end. A lot of familiar faces.
I feel like once you quit, just don't come back.
Okay, our chatters have a comment on your sources.
Instagram is my other source. I'm checking their pages.
Well, listen, it's not all bad. Okay. Andrew Kirk says, Venmo is the devil. So that is bad.
But, well, that's like reality TV for The Bachelor. Everyone has their theme, right? I don't know.
But Noah Jackson says Venmo doesn't lie about the cast.
Which is it? Which is it, guys?
It seemed pretty good to me. I went to Sean Johnson's Instagram. She was taking a picture with the Olympian volleyball player, Josh Murray, and the MMA fighter. Okay. So,
yeah, no, I believe it. Other than Riff Raff and Lil Romeo, they're questionable.
Right.
Everyone's trying to reinvent themselves. Right. Is what I think that they're
very
doing.
Very true. Very true.
I'm excited for it.
Right? Is that not? I think we're more excited for the celebrities and pros because we want to get them in the studio too.
Yeah.
I mean, how fun was last season?
Riff Raff is coming on first show.
Hold on. If Riff Raff does come on, you have to have a rap battle with him.
Riff Raff, you're invited. Dude, I'd be delighted.
There it is.
How long were you sitting on that one?
I'm a really good rapper.
You know this about me.
Secretly, that's what she does.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for tonight. So you guys will just have to tune in for next week because that's all the news we've got. I'll try to find some more fake news for you guys next week. David, where can they all find you on social media?
You can find me on I'm just kidding. No, you can find me on Twitter. That is DPR Christopher. Instagram, David Punk Rock Christopher.
Pam, you have to wrap yourself out.
Okay, all right. My name is Pam, and I'm here to say that you can find me on social media any day. My name is Pamela Jill Gross, and that's my name. If you want to find me, you're not to blame. I am pretty cool, and my social media needs some up in. So find me around. Don't be no MacGuffin. You can find me online at Pamela Gross Jill. If you don't do it, you're gonna get killed.
I'll give you an A for effort. I really want to hear more.
You committed. That was awesome. You went for it.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, you don't quit. We don't let quitters here.
TJ, ain't no quitter here in my rap game.
No matter what word
you had to make up, you went for it, and you did it all the way through. So I'm proud of you.
That's a word. That's a word.
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at PaulinaMAguilar. We will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.